Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, once again, we extol you. We sing Hosanna to your name. We thank you for who you are, what you've done, Lord. We worship you, Lord, the Creator, not your creation. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing, for your anointing, for your revelation. Now, Lord, I ask you to hide me behind the cross, Lord. I surrender to you as your vessel, Lord. Use me. Speak through me your words, words of life. Let my words fall to the ground. Let me not be seen, but let Jesus be seen and be exalted in this place today. For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to, I just felt impressed this morning as I was studying and meditating that I wanted to look at the word power and dominion. I don't know how many of you really know the true meanings of those words. This is not going to be long. It's going to be to the point. And we're going to go have some fellowship. Amen? Praise the Lord. Genesis 1:26. Let's start there. And if you'll stand by honoring God's word. Familiar verse to everybody, but there's a lot in it. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That scripture says that God gave Adam and Eve dominion. Does anybody here really think they know what dominion means? Nope. Richard, that's very much part of it. Yes, yes. Basically, dominion means to rule, to dominate, to tread down, to subjugate. I mean, you know the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Merriam-Webster, in that word subjugate, I looked that up too, and that's an interesting word. It says to bring under control and governance as a subject, to make submissive. And then the word in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, dominion, means supreme authority and absolute ownership. Did y'all get that? Praise the Lord. So when God said he gave Adam and Eve dominion and they gave it away, Jesus came back and he took that dominion back. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He made an open show of the enemy and he triumphed over the enemy in all the things that he did by going into the grave, dying, going into the grave, and rising again. He took back that dominion and it's now been given back to us. The unfortunate thing is most Christians today don't understand that dominion and they don't walk in that dominion. They're so timid and so afraid of everything and they're so worried about, am I good enough? Am I worthy? And those things should never even enter your mind. Now I'm preaching to me as much as anybody. Amen? God doesn't make junk. God created. I was telling my granddaughter this morning, the reason that she's in our lives, the reason she was born, was for fellowship with God. God gave her to us and shared her with us. So our responsibility is to bring her up knowing the things of God and knowing that God was her creator and he created her for fellowship and interaction and intimacy with him. Amen?
Yeah.
But along with that comes the responsibility of teaching the authority and dominion which we have. Now sometimes we get, because of the feelings of inadequacy we have, inferiority that we have, we don't understand that and we don't walk in that authority. I mean, know what I'm talking about. So we need to understand that according to the Word, and we're going to look at just a few scriptures here. And I trust and I thank God that this is going to go in and it's going to bring direction and correction in our lives, and we're going to start to operate in the authority that we know we need to operate in and the dominion and subjugate the things that are supposed to be subjugated or subject to us because of Him. Amen? Not because we're so great, because he's so great, and because the greater one dwells in us. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. came here this morning looking to hear a long dissertation, I'm sorry, you're going to be disappointed. We believe here, and I firmly believe, that it's not quantity, it's quality. Amen? Hallelujah. So we trust the Holy Spirit. Get to the point and allow the Holy Spirit to do what He's going to do. Amen? Romans chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled, who does not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who... Oh, okay, now I'm not sure that that's what I want. No, I'm sorry. I said Romans and it's Psalms. Forgive me. I guess I need a new pair of glasses. I'm seeing things. Psalms chapter 8. I apologize. Yeah, it was real good. Unfortunately, it doesn't tie with the message just at this moment. Maybe that was for somebody who needed to hear that. Okay, here we go. And what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. Did y'all get that? How many know the angels are creations also? We have the ability to, by the word of God, righteously cause angels to do God's will by speaking the word and to get them to what He's already said. He's given His angels charge over us, but they respond to the word. So, and part of dominion is we take that dominion and we, and that authority, and we exercise that even over the angels. But that also means, more importantly than ever, over the powers and rulers of darkness. Do you hear me? You know, sometimes we get beside ourselves because some little attack, sometimes it's a big attack, you know, comes along, and we kind of begin to cower, and we think, oh, now what, you know? And we start going and saying, hey, will you pray for me and stuff? You know, and, you know, which is not wrong. That's not wrong. But the point is, if God says you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and God says that He's given you power and dominion and authority, then you need to understand that. It's not your righteousness that you're operating in. It's His righteousness. It's His power. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we need to exercise that. When Jesus stood and commanded the winds and the waves to stop when they were in the boat, and all the people in the boat were afraid, He exercised authority that God had given Him. Because we all know that He left His deity behind and became a man. But He still operated in that authority because He knew, first of all, who God was, His Father, but He knew whose He was also, a son and an heir. Amen? Are we not the same? Praise the Lord. Okay? And since we're part of the body of Christ, then we now have the ability to operate in that same power, that same authority. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I remember, I'm going to tell you again a little story about the little farmer, some people who were in a Bible study that we were having down in Vineland, Colorado, which is just a little south suburb of Pueblo, kind of south and west. And the hail was coming. And, I mean, it was not nice. The hail was coming, and, I mean, the people around them, their crops were damaged, basically devastated. And the man of the house, I can't even remember his name now, it's been too many years ago, but he stood out there and he said, not this house. And it was amazing, according to the testimony, that you could see almost like a square cut out of the sky. And all around him, farms were being utterly, and crops were being utterly destroyed. But in that little square, there wasn't one hailstone. And his crops were saved. See, that's exercising and operating in the authority that God has given us, that we should be operating in. How are we going to rule and reign in this earth if we can't even understand and operate in the dominion and the authority that God's given us? Okay? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Romans. This time it is Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. Hallelujah. My prayer today is that the revelation of the Holy Spirit will come, and that you people will, as the Scripture says, lay hold on this part of the eternal life that God's given you. Amen? Lay hold on it. I've been talking to my son-in-law. I challenged him yesterday over lunch. I said, Charles, I said, if you will continue in what you're doing, confessing the right things, speaking the right things, but you'll start to speak over yourself what the Word of God says. Again, you're the head and not the tail, above only not beneath. I have everything God tells me I have. I operate in everything God tells me I have. I'm His child. I'm an heir. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen? Then you'll see, if you'll do that for the next 30 days, you will see a distinctive change, not only in your attitude, but the surroundings and the things that, you know, influence your life. Instead of you influencing them, this is the point I was trying to get across, instead of them influencing you, you will influence them. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over Him. The authority and rule that death has over a human life, not knowing God, is that ultimately you end up someplace you don't want to be. But the authority of the believer, as you walk with God, as you stand with Him, and as you study and keep that intimate fellowship with Him, is you walk in authority where death, what we talk about death, not just the physical death, but the death of being in hell forever with the devil and his angels, which is what hell was created for. You don't even have to think about that. In fact, the Bible says, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked in Psalm 91. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go on. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Okay? See, we just here a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, had a baptism on a Saturday morning. And what happened there was the lady identified with the death, burial, and resurrection. And there was, again, newness of life. There was something added at that point. She was saved. There's no question about that. That's not even an issue. But the point is, by doing that, that's an act of obedience and an act of acknowledging and an outward sign of the work that you has been done in your life and that you know there's been a change. Amen? And you come up, and again, we talked about obedience, and that's what's important is obedience. But there was a change in her life. Amen? I'll remind you all again, blood chemistry. Your blood type does not change. But there are elements in your blood, and this has been proven scientifically and medically, there are elements in your blood that will change. And the reason for that is because if you understand and you've studied, the word Adam means blood of God. The Adam was the first blood of God. Jesus is the second and final Adam, final blood of God. Amen? Dominion. Dominion. That life that comes into you through Jesus' entrance into your life and you're acknowledging Him and you being born again. See? It doesn't look like any change on the outside except for your demeanor and your actions and your conversation. That changes. But there's also other things that change that let you know I am a child of the living God. Amen? You've changed addresses. You've changed locations. You've changed families. Amen? Whew, hallelujah. Luke 10:19, and this will be the final scripture. Luke 10:19 says, Behold, well, let's just read it so we get exactly what it says. It says, Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And those are two different words for power. Those two words, power, mean two different things. The first word, power, in that scripture is the word exousia, which means authority. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, that first word, power, means authority. And what it said, what it literally translates to is over mankind, power of judicial decisions. Power of judicial decisions. That's kind of an eye-opener. Did you know you had that kind of authority? See, we're not subject to the world. Jesus was not subject to the world. And we're not subject to the world either. But we have the ability to rule and reign in this life. What does that mean? That means to exercise the power and authority over the things that would try to influence us or bring us to a place of problem or trouble in our life. Amen? Or defeat, if you will. Right? Y'all with me? This is good stuff. That second word, power, means power of performing miracles, strength, power, and ability. I fib to you. There is one more scripture. We'll get to that in a minute. Of performing miracles, strength, power, and ability. So God's power in our lives, and when, if you remember when he was talking to the disciples, he, when they came, he endued them. They were endued with power from on high. We read that in the book of Acts. Amen? They were endued with power from on high. He said, tarry here and pray till you're endued with power from on high. Really, what it means is it talks about the revelation that you now have and are in a place of authority that you never were before. You're not in the place of defeat anymore. You're not in the place of being subjugated to the things of darkness and the will of Satan and the will of ungodliness and your lust of your flesh, but you're now subject to the will of God, the power of God, and the ability of God. Did you get that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Luke 24:49. Luke 24:49 in closing. I'm trusting God there's just enough here for you to get a hold of and be able to meditate and digest and really have it affect your life in a positive manner. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Luke 24:49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. This is in the book of Luke. It says, behold, I send the promise of my Father. Hallelujah. Upon you. Say, that's me. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. If you're not walking in that power and authority today, I would admonish you. Get in the presence of God and stay there. Meditate His Word. Don't just sit there and pine away the time, you know, waiting for something to happen by osmosis, but get in His Word. Allow that Word. Remember the Bible says, study to show yourselves approved, a workman that does not be ashamed, need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Let that Word come in and let it have the effect on you that it needs to have. To begin to reveal to you by the Holy Spirit exactly who you are, what authority you have, and the fact that you don't have to be under the enemy's feet, but the enemy is under your feet. Because the Bible tells us that we are the body of Christ. He's the head, we're the body. And He's seated at the right hand of God. And the Bible says His enemies are His footstool. What does that mean? That means the enemy is our footstool also. Amen? Because the body's not separated from the head. It can't function, can't live, right? Hallelujah. So now when they sing that song, you can begin to remember these words by the Holy Spirit. Because God's Word, once it's sent, doesn't return void. It accomplishes what it's sent to do. You can understand when that song comes on the radio that says, if we're the body, why aren't His hands moving? Why aren't His feet moving. Now you'll understand, because it's because we're the feet and hands, and maybe it's because we haven't had the real revelation of the power and authority that God's given us. God gives us one caution, though. He says, don't get all excited and go wild over the fact that spirits and things are subject to you, okay? But be excited that your name is written in the book of life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's something to be excited over. And the rest of it comes because your name's written in the book of life. Amen? Hallelujah. I know about you. I am ready to go out as a new day and just operate in that power and that authority. We've seen great things happen in all of our lives in this place over the years, even recently. God's at work. Yeah, there's been attacks. But you can expect that, because especially when you're doing God's will. Okay? So you're in the right place in your life. But understand that He's given you more. It's not just about walking here and like a pinball, the pinball that goes through the machine just bouncing off things. But you have the power and authority to control what happens in your life. You have the power and ability to accept or deny things in your life. Deny the things that are not from God. Deny them access or operation in your life. And you have the ability to give access and authority to the things of God in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you encouraged this morning? Praise the Lord. This is not just a passive faith. It's an aggressive faith. Amen? Hallelujah. And when the enemy tries to send you something, just like a misdirected letter, you just return the sender. It's not coming here. It doesn't belong to me. Send it back. You got the wrong house. You got the wrong person. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does anything else need to be said? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, now that it's your responsibility by the Holy Spirit to bring revelation, teaching, and insight on this. Once again, Lord, I ask that you let every word that's not from you fall to the ground and die, but let your word, as you said, stand and accomplish what it's sent to do and not return void, touching every heart and life, changing them for the good and for the operation of your kingdom, and doing your will on this earth for your kingdom's sake. Is there anybody who needs prayer for anything? Anything we need to pray about? Yes, ma'am. You don't have to tell us. Just the fact that you raised your hand is good enough. Father, right now we lift our hands towards this lady. I thank you, Lord, that you know her. You knew her from the foundation of the earth. You knew her before she was formed and fashioned. You have every hair on her head numbered. And I thank you, Lord, that you know what we have need of before we even ask. So we send your word right now to Tanya, and we say, be healed, be whole, in Jesus' name. We come against the powers of darkness and the deception and the lies that have tried to come into her life, that have tried to tear her down and destroy her. She's your child. She's here to accomplish your will. So now, Lord, we thank you that she also is being endued with power from on high right now. That those things, Lord, that would try to subjugate her are now subjugated to your word and the authority you've given her because of your life in her life. In Jesus' name, I release her, and I thank you, Lord, that at the name of Jesus, those things that are trying to come against her, that would try to thwart her faith, must now bow their knee to the character and the name of Jesus, which is above every name. And we thank you that it's done in Jesus' name. We receive it. It's finished. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus told us, he said, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts for good and not for evil. Thoughts to prosper and not to harm you. Let's go over that slowly. I know the thoughts
that I think towards every one of you, says the Lord. Their thoughts for good and not for evil. For good and not for evil. Their thoughts to prosper and not to harm you. Their thoughts to give you a hope and a future. That's God's plan. That's what we need to be confessing over our lives. That's what we need to be operating in as we understand this authority and power that God's given us. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And just like my son-in-law, Charles, who's really my son, he's just as much my son as if he was born to me. He's a good man and he loves the Lord. But if we start operating in those things, confessing those things, and keeping our mindset in that place, that will bring a change in your life. And you'll no more seem to be like that pinball, just no matter wherever you bounce or wherever you hit, you know, whatever slam or hit comes against you at that point, you'll begin to take authority over that and say, no. Peace, be still. Amen. Look the devil right in the eye and say, I found out who you are, and I found out what you're about and what your character is. You're a thief and a liar. You don't come for anything except to bring harm and to try to pull the word of God out of my mouth and out of my life so that I can't have any use in the kingdom. Amen? And remember, the enemy is not attacking you. He's attacking the word. Trying to flaunt it in the face of God. Well, he's a liar. He's already defeated. He's just too silly to lay down and stop. So we got to remind him. You want to give somebody the left foot of fellowship? Give him the left foot of fellowship. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name. Praise Your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give You glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gene, I don't know if you remember this, but I just feel impressed to do this song. It may not be familiar to some of you. Some of you may know it. Depends on how long you've been around, like me. I won't say any more about that. But it goes like this. It says, give unto the Lord glory. Right, let's see. Just give me a minute. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Sing it with me. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. God's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A good word for the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, once again, the fellowship at Paramount Park, 27th and Kipling, is right after service. We'll be here. If anybody needs anything else and wants to talk one-on-one, we're more than open to that. And I speak and I pray God's blessing on you. I pray that His countenance will shine on you. His righteousness will be revealed in your life. That you'll understand that you're justified, just as if you had never sinned because of Him. And that you operate in faith, power, authority, and dominion in every area because of the greater One who dwells in you. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord. Amen.
be dismissed.